Well, hello to all the magical, marvelous musicians out there. I am your host, Ethan Kearney, and this is Ivory Discussions. Now, today we're going to be doing something a little bit differently because usually I pre-record my podcast, and this is one of those. However, usually I don't react to a song from listening to it the first time. Usually it's something that I've heard off the radio. And now I just decided, oh, okay, let me just give my dialogue about it, my late dialogue about it. Anyway, so here's this song by Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande, and it's called Rain On Me. So this is my first hearing of this. I've never heard this song before. So let's go on and see if this is going to be good.
Show me a real good time. I never asked for the rainfall. At least I showed up. You showed me nothing at all. It's coming down on me. Water like misery. It's coming down on me. I'm ready, rain on me. I'd rather be drunk, but at least I'm alive.
There. Okay, I like to build up to that beat drop. I was about to say, if this thing was going to be weak, I was going to be very disappointed. That is some, if you've heard of Sonic Racing, no, not Sonic Racing. It's the one where you're racing on foot. I can't think of it, but I think it is Sonic Racing, but it's like, ba ba da 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 da. Yeah, Sonic Racing. It's Sonic Racing. Yes, I had the GameCube, and it was like a game. It was a Sonic game with a whole bunch of other Sonic games on there, and it was crazy. It had Sonic Fighters. It was just a whole thing. But this song really does remind me of that. This is actually from, what is this? The first minute? This is the first 55 seconds. I'm already vibing with it. Let's keep going. I'm gonna say really quick, that is different. Actually, it's Lady Gaga using her falsetto rather than Ariana Grande. Wait, Lady Gaga. I think I said Lady Gaga. Anyway, Lady Gaga is using her falsetto rather than Ariana using her falsetto. Because, see, if you don't know, which I'd be surprised if you didn't, but if you don't know, Ariana Grande can sing very, very high. She can do what you call whistle tones. She can sing so high that probably if she was standing by a glass that wasn't very thick, she probably could crack the glass. Like, you know how Mariah Carey, you know, if I got some older people listening, y'all probably relate more to Mariah Carey. She can hit the whistle tones. And I believe that Ariana Grande kind of mimicked Mariah Carey with that. But either way, Mariah Carey, Ariana Grande, Ariana Grande, she has some really good whistle tones. So it's different to hear Lady Gaga doing the falsettos.
Rain on me.
now.
Hands up to the sky. I'll be your galaxy. I'm about to fly. Rain on me, tsunami. Hands up to the sky. I'll be your galaxy. I'm about to fly.
Okay. Wait, hold up. See, this is where Lady Gaga. See, now, you know, for me, it's interesting that Lady Gaga is so famous because she would seem like she's like way, I feel like after her time, to be honest, to me. Personally, she sounds like she should have been plucked into the, like the 80s or something like no. Early 2000s. Because that's when they were doing all this kind of wacky stuff. Like this is like EDM house music type stuff right here. You don't really hear this stuff on the pop station too much. And like they were pushing this like 2014-ish, like with Ariana Grande, like Zed, that guy, when he was producing for a whole bunch of folk, like Clarity, that song from Ariana Grande, Break Free, like those songs. That seems like the time era that Lady Gaga should be sitting in. Like, just that is the Lady Gaga you should have been putting out a whole bunch of music time frame, but you didn't put out the music that you're putting out now type of time frame. You want to put out this stuff in 2020 right now when you should have been putting it out in 2014. But then other people can say, well, Ethan, if she put it out in 2014, then it wouldn't have been as cool and it wouldn't have picked up as much steam. But I mean, that's a fair argument. But at the end of the day, we can all agree that Lady Gaga talking like she is right now, like rain on me. Like, come on now. You can't tell me. And I'm not even video recording this one. But I want you to look at that screen really hard. And I want you to look at that keyboard. And I want you to imagine some eyes. Okay. So we're looking at each other right now. All right. You can't tell me with a straight face that ain't creepy. You can't tell me that. You can't tell me that if you're sitting around and you just hear that in the distance, rain on me. Like, you can't tell me that if you heard that in your dreams, you wouldn't wake up. That you would think that that's a nice dream. You would think that that's a nightmare. So you're not going to tell me and sit and let me think that you think that that is not scary and creepy. Now we're getting back into the song now. Okay, also, that bass line, I don't know if I said it yet, but that goddamn bass line, it hits, okay? You can't tell me different. Like, bro, that hits. That, especially the sound that they used. If you in the club, see, I don't go to the club. I'm old enough to go, but I don't go to the club. Because that ain't my ball game. However, if I were to go to a club, I mean, I still wouldn't want to have this played at the club, because really they don't play stuff like that at the club. See, you black and you go to the club. I don't know what it is for white folk. I don't know what it is for Asian folk. I don't know what it is for Indian folk. Well, really, Indians are Asian folk because they're in the continent of Asia. But I don't know about the other European folk. I don't know what y'all be playing at y'all clubs or whatever. But when I listen to 107.5, I'll be hearing the wobble, doing the butt before I let go. It's like the black barbecue. That's all I hear. But hypothetically, if I was in the midst of people that listen to this type of stuff, this EDM type stuff, and I'm pretty sure there's a crowd for it. I know there is, because it wouldn't be popular. But if I were in that type of zone with those type of people, then y'all better play this song. Now, you can't play it at the black barbecue, But you better play it. You better play it wherever. Like, you got to throw it in there. You know what I'm saying? Throw it in there. You know, just like Beyonce slid in her Before I Let Go. Got on that train. Now she's a part of the Black barbecue. I don't know if y'all play this at the other cultures. You know, if I got somebody from another culture listening to this, go on, let me know. Like, do y'all play stuff like this at the barbecue? Like, is that what y'all play at y'all barbecue? Because if that's what y'all do, I want to come to the barbecue so I can understand how y'all roll. But that is my thought, and those are my thoughts on this Lady Gaga Ariana Grande combo. I think it was a good combo. Rating this song, I would give it a 6.5 to 7-ish. I mean, it's a good song. Personally, I wouldn't go around just, you know, listening to it. Like, I'll listen to it a couple times. Like, I might listen to it some after this, but not really. It might not make the playlist. Like, you know, it's one of them songs you listen to it, then you forget about it. Then you might come back to it later. You find it. You're like, oh, let me listen to this again. It's like that type of song. So I'll see you next time on Ivory Discussion.